This is episode 10 of Amplify Your Success podcast. And today we're doing a Get Amplified coaching session where I'm going to help my client cut through the confusion and get really clear on two ways to elevate not just income, but impact. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey, everybody, it's Melanie here, and I love doing these on-the-air coaching sessions. And today, I've got a client of mine and someone who's really become a good friend, Lori Layden, who is the founder of Create Global Healing and the Grace Process. And I'll tell you a little bit about Lori in a minute, but one of the reasons why I'm super excited about today's session is she's facing something that a lot of people who are transformational workers, they're doing heart-based work, maybe they're doing healing work of some kind, they get stuck in this thing about doing something really big and then doing really meaningful work. And so we're cutting through some of the confusion around that and helping Lori get really clear. Because she spent a lot of time last year traveling, doing her humanitarian work all over the world. And this year, she's ready to get serious and put doing the transformation work that she does with big thought leaders and transformational leaders first. Now, Lori Layden is an extraordinary human being. She's a trauma healing professional known internationally for using EFT and tapping in her work with hundreds of orphan genocide survivors in Rwanda. Now, Lori founded the nonprofit Create Global Healing and established Project Light Rwanda, the world's first international youth healing, heart-centered leadership and entrepreneurship program. It's a very powerful body of work that's kept her really, really busy. And in alignment with her mission to create global healing, she also heads up the Tapping Solutions Foundation's humanitarian work, which included supporting those affected by the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy a few years ago. And she's the executive producer of the documentary, When I Was Young, I Said I Would Be Happy, which chronicles the transformation of 12 of the Project Light ambassadors. Now, last year, she also, because she does private work as well, she's worked with some of the biggest thought leaders in personal development to help them get out of their ego and into their heart and in a place where their issues and their wounds are no longer driving who they are in their work. So let's drop into the session where I help Lori uncover a couple of really, really powerful ways to get her work out and make greater consistent money in the process. Now you can find Lori at LoriLayden.com as well as at TheGraceProcess.com. So let's get started. All right, Ms. Lori, so glad to have you join us today for a Get Amplified coaching session. And I'm so grateful for the work you're doing in the world. I thought it was so perfect to take everything we've been working on in our work together and then do a little amplifier today.
I'm very excited for a Melanie amplifier.
So you know what I thought might be really helpful, because we have had some history together working on different parts of getting your work out there in a bigger way, is if maybe we just did a little bit of a back step and talk about where you were when we started, what we worked on, and then we'll set some intentions for where you want to go today, because I'm gonna pull some of that into our conversation. So I just, that way it'll be a little bit more helpful for people to see the full context. You've been doing this work for a long time. How long exactly?
Well, I've been a psychotherapist for 30 years, over 30 years. And that led me into a specialty of trauma healing work. And so, which then led me to humanitarian work, which we'll talk about, and the private practice work. So there's really two streams. So I've actually been in the field for 4 years doing this work, and then wanting to up level, which is why you and I were doing our coaching. So there's the two streams of income potentially from the nonprofit and from the private side.
Yeah, and just to give a little context to the nonprofit side, I'm continue to be blown away by the work you're doing. If you're not familiar, as you're listening into this, with Lori's work, Lori Layden's been working in Rwanda for, what you said, 4 years?
10 years.
10 years, okay. In a nonprofit status, helping to heal the wounds that were perpetuated between the Hutus and the Tutsis. Did I say that right? I've been practicing.
Yeah, basically it's the genocide that occurred there, yeah.
And through that work was brought in to the Sandy Hook community to help with the healing that happened with that tragedy a couple years back. And so a big part of your work, using tapping and your own unique things that you've designed over the years, is to help people like move into what you call the grace process, which is being able to be in their heart and to be able to, you know, like use the heart to expand grace, really. And from that place, forgiveness. Is there anything I missed on that?
Well, just to say that we use the tapping to heal trauma and to transcend our egos so that we can live in our hearts.
Yes.
Of course, forgiveness is a huge part of that. But once the traumas are healed, it's easier to go there.
Now, in your private work, not necessarily what you're doing in the nonprofit side of it, but in your private work, let's talk just for a minute about who your ideal clients are, because I think that's a really pivotal piece of the puzzle of what we want to get to today.
Right. Really, it's, I call it influencing the influencers, which is mentoring people who are change makers and transformational leaders who have a big vision and also need the support for their own spiritual growth and their own abilities to have the tools they need to hold a big space for the people they're working with, a big heart space, a big vision space.
And a big energy space, because it takes a lot of energy to do that kind of work. And as we both know, not everybody's able to sustain that energy. Yes. Yeah, so I appreciate you sending in some materials to help with context for what you wanted to focus on today, because of course there's a lot of different directions we can go with things. And what one of the things I took out of this is that you have two priorities. One, because of last year, you doing so much humanitarian work, and that's all funded either through your own fundraising and or grants and things of that nature, or you need to generate revenue for you and the work that you are passionate about doing on your side of the fence. And so I took out of this is that one of the things we could do today is really look at the fastest way to start generating revenue from a place of what you love to do. Because obviously there's a million things you can do to make money. And the second priority being, as you're looking to how to expand and create a more higher platform, like a higher profile platform in this work of transformational leadership and people doing this big work in the world, how do you align with partners for higher ticket offerings? Is there anything else you want to add to that conversation?
No, that's perfect, really.
Okay. So last year, one of the things we worked on was looking at how to leverage your offerings. And so we went through a big process of basically designing an online offering for you, an online coaching program. And, you know, even though the work itself was a success, one of the things you shared with me is it's a lot of work and is not necessarily the work that lights you up to do the online side of that type of business model, correct?
Yes. And, you know, the problem I had was I wasn't really able to expand my list. My customers came from my existing list, mm-hmm. and they're not necessarily my up-level market.
Right. So I wanted to tackle that for just a second, because one of the things that happens for anyone, and I've faced this, and all my clients over the last 15 years, I mean, this is not uncommon, is that when your first attempt doesn't do what you want it to do, it's almost like, okay, I don't really know if I want to keep doing that. And again, there's a space of, yes, that might be truth. And it is a lot of work. Let's just, you know, online marketing, online business, the whole online space, it's a whole ball game in itself. So it may not feel aligned. And that is something we definitely need to take a look at. But the other side of the fence is, I think there could be some things there that now that you've worked out the bugs once, that we may want to keep the idea open that it's possible that the right partners are going to start showing up now that you've done it once and you are creating space to be more in your business instead of in the philanthropy side, right? In the humanitarian side. Does that make sense?
It does. And it has helped me hone in on who those partners might be and a whole different kind of product or partnership that I could forge.
Right. So I like to look at it like this. There could maybe times when the recordings from that, those sessions may pay off that you don't have to do a thing, but you can sell those recordings.
Now the recordings that I did from this online course.
Yes.
I had intended for them to be evergreen, but we got so deep and so personal that they probably are not appropriate.
Okay, that's good to know, because that does create a little bit. So is it not appropriate from a place of you would feel uncomfortable selling the recordings because it would maybe put people in a bad light, or uncomfortable because you don't know how it would translate for someone who's listening in on that from a teaching place?
That's right. And then names were used and that could be identifying.
Okay. So pause that idea.
Yes.
And maybe another way to look at it is in the overarching, you know, as you're up-leveling who you are and how you work with strategic alliances, there may be a point where, because you already have all the mechanics down, it would be easy to offer this group process for a partner.
Right.
Okay. So that makes it something that this is an easy plug and play thing to offer down the road. So it's not necessarily, it's wasted. It's just, you may not necessarily do it to your own list again, because it's a lot of work, you know, for the list. All right. So do you want to talk about fastest path to cash first or the alignment with partnerships?
Oh, honey, who would choose the second? You got to choose the first.
Yeah, it's all about the cash, right? Well, so, you know, you're in this unique place because you do have such a stellar reputation and you have partnerships and relationships with some of the most amazing people in the transformation industry. So let me ask you this. So let's talk about the fastest path to cash. Do you have a package that you know, this at least $2,000 that you feel really passionate about working with people?
Oh, with individuals? Mentoring?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. Probably higher than that.
Yeah. Oh, what would be the price point?
I mean, seriously, you and I had discussed $6,000 to $8,000. So, I mean, I'm happy to enter, like, any one of those could be multidimensional. I just don't have, I have not accessed people who are able to pay the $6,000 to $8,000.
In your own list.
Right. My own list.
Yeah. And when people do come to you and want to work with you, what are they able to pay, especially from your own community? Because, by the way, the fastest path to cash is with the people you already have a relationship with.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm currently charging $225 an hour,
mm-hmm.
which it really is very low for what I do.
Yes.
But I have not advertised those services at all. So that's just people coming to me randomly, you know, who know me.
Okay. So the reason why I asked about a $2,000 package is when we think about the fastest way to get to money, to, you know, to bring revenue in quickly, there's a sweet spot in the price points. And $6,000 to $8,000 isn't necessarily a wrong price point. It's just, it's not going to be the thing that sells the easiest.
Right.
So what I'm thinking about is there may be a way to two-step this when you're doing private work.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we may kind of rock the boat a little bit as we do this, because when you raise your prices and you change things, the people who paid your old prices are not necessarily going to be the people who pay your new prices.
Right.
The people who pay your new prices are going to be the people who are more in alignment with your target audience.
Uh-huh.
And so part of it is just kind of drawing a line in the sand and saying, this is what my work is valued at. This is the type of people I want to work with. And not compromising on the you know, doing like session prices, like having a package that you sell when people want to work with you.
Right.
So I think it might be worth playing with creating like a special package that's around $1,500 to $2,500 that you start advertising as one of your signature offerings. And then you, when you get people on the phone, you can either do one of two things. You can enroll them in that smaller package, or you can give them the opportunity to do the bigger package and they can choose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But having just something that's doable for everybody,
yes,
makes it really easy to start.
So that makes a lot of sense. And then we come to the advertising part.
Right. So there's a couple of things to think about. One is having a package around, let's say you have a $2,000 package.
Mm-hmm.
And what you might do is put it on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it could be 50% off. It could be 40% off, but something like that where you put your package on sale. Like from time to time, I have a strategy session package, and I'll put it on sale. Now, most of the time, it's $950, but when I put it on sale, it allows people who may be holding back or on the fence to jump in and do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it makes sense to have that same kind of introduction of the offer.
But to my same audience,
you could do it to your audience, but there's two or three different things you can do. I want you to think about other communities where you're aligned that you can let people know what this is and that you're running a special on them.
Okay. Nice.
So,
nice.
You know, you and I both know a community that we're both involved in where you could post in the group about it. They have a newsletter that goes out that you could email in and say, I have this special I'm running on this package and it does X, Y, and Z. And if you're in this ABC place, I'd love to work with you around this.
Mm-hmm.
You've already spoken to that group and you already have a connection.
Yes.
Are there any other communities that you have a relationship like that where you are an influencer, you're already seen as an expert, and by letting them know you have the special, people may take you up on it?
Well, yes, and this may be a different conversation, but I wanted to, so there are some very big influencers that I mentor who have their own coaching packages. Mm-hmm. They go to a certain level, and I would like to partner them with them to provide something that they have not provided before to their vast coaching people that they are already in their network.
Yeah, totally. And we'll do that in stage two, because that's going to be how you're aligning with those partners.
Okay.
And that's definitely doable. But if we just think about how can you get people to hear about this offer that may or may not be on your list. So first of all, if you're not already offering this stuff proactively to your list,
yeah,
then they don't know it's here, right?
Right.
So I wouldn't assume that people won't take advantage of it on your list. So first of all, are you clear what you would do in a $2,000 or $1,000 package just to kind of get the ball rolling?
Yes.
Okay. And it's really helpful if you give it a name that is tied to the result.
Okay, great.
So instead of calling it like the grace process, you might call it like, and I'm not saying you would do this, but I'm just, you know, it would be like creating your best year ever, or how to release, it's a package that's designed to help them unlock their pure true potential and eliminate money blocks. I mean, you know, again, I'm just brainstorming with some of the stuff that you have, but really giving it a specific thing that's tied directly to the big issues that your community struggles with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So name it. And then, so I know you want to get to your partners with a more ongoing approach. So you may not want to reach out to them, but if you aren't necessarily confident in your list, so let's say that one community, your list, and then, you know, one of the big things to help you grow your list, and I know we talked about this a little bit, but I know you were on the road a lot, so you may not have engaged it, is I think it's really important that you start getting in into a rotation of being interviewed on podcasts. Mm-hmm. I like podcasts for three reasons. One, you don't have to travel. Two, you're not paying a strategic partner fee. You know, you're not paying a referral fee every time you get a sale. It's basically free publicity.
Right.
And three, it does allow you to build up some momentum and really showcase your work to other people's audiences.
And how do you find how do you hone down or target those podcasts? Because I have done many podcasts, mm-hmm. Which didn't result in any sales or even additions to my list.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it, okay, so this is an important piece of the puzzle. Some of it is the target, and some of them it is really understanding how to do the podcast interview to talk about what the friction is in that community, mm-hmm. and then send them to a resource that is highly, highly important to solving that problem.
Okay, great.
So it may be that you need to look at, like, how do you manage that conversation, and are you tackling what's really up for them versus trying to showcase your stuff? Now, I'm not saying you personally aren't tackling what's important to them, but I'm saying there's some subtle little things in interviews that, especially when we're really heart-based, we just kind of go where the person takes us instead of making sure that you're covering questions and you're really talking about things in a way that solves the problem that community has. So that's one side of it. And this is for anybody who's wanting to do podcast interviews. But the other side of it is sometimes you have to bite the bullet and say no to lower hanging fruit.
Yes.
You know, the people that might want you on that don't necessarily have as much traction, and go after and position yourself with people who have huge audiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, it's a personal decision. I think sometimes it helps to be willing to do maybe other podcasts that are new, or maybe with you know, maybe smaller communities, because it starts to get your name out there in the social media rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So it can kind of help propel you in front of other audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that I do podcasts sometimes and I'm like, I don't really know how well this is going to go. And then I'll actually get people buying a product from somebody who I think had like 10 listeners. So you just never know, right? It's the alignment piece. But another piece, and this part of the industry is changing a bit, so I don't really know where it's going to land this year, but it might be worth getting on some telesummits.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know John Burgos?
No.
Well, like John Burgos and Beyond the Ordinary, what you're doing is definitely beyond the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And you need something that's somewhere between $200 and $500 to sell on that show.
Okay.
So, you know, I think, let me do some research and see if I can find his stuff, but maybe take a peek at who's out there doing what and really, you know, putting your name in the hat to be a part of that community of high-end transformational leaders who are on being spotlighted on those shows.
And but what about the issue of not having a big enough list?
Well, not everybody's going to say you can't play because you don't have the right size list. So you want to have it, and you can use my name if you reach out to John, because you know we know each other. So you're welcome to say, you know,
I have met Melanie's. I've met him.
Okay, but I think the key here is coming up with a platform.
Yeah.
That is so magnetic and so compelling that people are like, have you had Lori Layden on your show? Like, you need to have Lori Layden on your show.
Nice.
And that may just be looking at what is the compelling piece of your talk that is so magnetic that people have to have it.
Beautiful.
This may be where you reach out to some of your high-end influencers that you've mentored and say, what is the piece that drew you in?
Yeah.
Now, let's switch gears, because I think the fastest path to cash is literally just getting something. I think the sweet spot, I'll tell you, is somewhere between 1,000 maybe like $700 to like $1,200. There's something about that price point that's easy for people to say yes to. Mm-hmm. Being willing to give them a payment plan to do it. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I think this is a $2,000 package that you're willing to put on special to get some money coming in the door.
Right.
And you want to come up with a, you know, like 7 to 10 emails that you send to your list. Mm-hmm. I would post it in, you know, relevant Facebook groups that you're a part of that, you know, let people know what's going on. And anybody that you think would maybe, as we get closer to this partnership, you can say, you can look at people who you have a friendly relationship with and say, do you think this is something that would be a fit? You know, I'll pay you a commission if you want to share it with your community, or if they just want to do it from the goodness of their heart, because some people are that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about this bigger piece of aligning with partners who can help basically expose you to new lists.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I want to point out that there's at least three different types of partnering arrangements, and people kind of collapse them and see this as one thing. And I want to pull it apart because knowing the different ways is critical to getting the right partnerships. And one of them is just the tried and true, what many people call an affiliate partnership. Some people call it a joint venture partnership. Really, it's an affiliate partnership. And that is, if you promote my thing, I'll give you a commission. Okay, so that's kind of a very, it's not like a, it's kind of a no strings attached relationship. And typically it's somewhere between, you know, a $200, $300 product to a $2,000 product that people will do this with. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm suggesting here for you.
Mm-hmm.
The next level is more of a joint venture partnership in the traditional sense, where you're literally creating an offer that is including yours into somebody else's offer or into somebody else's program.
Can you give me an example?
Yep. So let's just take Gabby Bernstein, for example. And I know you have a long time relationship there. So let's say Gabby was to put you as one, like let's say she has a program that's a year long program, and you would be one of the facilitators that creates a result for the people in her program. And people are paying her whatever to go through her program. And then she would pay you what your normal affiliate part of the split was for everybody that goes through the program.
Mm-hmm.
Another way people do it is they'll say, we're planning on putting 25 people through this high-end program, and we'll pay you this flat rate for you to come in and facilitate this part of the program. Mm-hmm. So it's another way people do it. So you're looking at a way to kind of become an integrated part of other people's programs. So that's I like that for you. But there's one more, and this is more of like a I scratch your back, you scratch my back. It's a traditional strategic partnership, and that is you offer something that's really good for your partners' communities and vice versa. And so in the beginning, it looks something like, okay, let's say you've got five friends and they all do different types of work with the leaders that you want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what you do is pivotal to get them freed up emotionally and unblocked so they can go and do their work in the world. So they would maybe promote you to their community or to their membership base or whatever, you know, pool of people that they're working with. And then you would in kind do that to your community.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know with you not having a big list right now, that feels a little cumbersome. So you can do a lot of things to make up for that. You can give them a better price. You can say, once I get to this level, I will promote it for you. You can say, look, I'll promote twice for every time you do it for me. So you can work that out.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that having a smaller list isn't the problem. It's just negotiating what feels right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then some people in the strategic alliance space, it's not even about, you know, money. It's simply just about, I want to help your people, you help my people.
Yes.
And so what this takes, though, is a couple of things. And on a very rudimentary level, you have to be seen as an expert and a master in your own space, which you are. And the second piece is you have to have something that people know is going to solve the problem. Now this is the tricky part. Like, how do you get that expert to know that you want to do this work? So, do you have people that you already know you want to reach out to?
Yes.
Okay. And have they done these kinds of relationships in the past?
Yes.
Okay. So have they done it with you in the past?
No. Well, one was unpaid.
Okay. Yeah, let's change that. So there's a couple of different ways, and I think part of this is knowing who these people are and how do they best respond. Mm-hmm. But I think the most effective thing to do is to reach out and say, it's been a while. I know I've had a lot of changes. I'd love to just connect and catch up and hear where things are at. I've got something I'd love to run by you.
Beautiful.
And then the second piece of the puzzle is you can email them or send them something that says, all right, so it's been a while and I've been thinking about you and I've got something cooking that I would really love to run by you and get your input. Is there any chance we can free up some space to connect in the near future? But one of the things that people don't think about is, like, busy people, it's like great ideas and it's like poof, they just disappear. And when people don't respond, they're like, why are they not responding to me?
Yes.
So I honestly think, being willing to reach out a couple times and just keeping it loving and casual. It's like, I'm really looking forward to connecting. I know you must be busy. Got anything? So just starting to put the word out and knowing that it may take several months to get some of these going. But the minute you decide this is what you're doing, and I know this is already starting to happen for you, the minute you decide, you may actually be connected with people that you never even thought of who are actually a better fit for this partnership than the person you're approaching, just because you're moving energy and you're really clear that's what you want to do.
Nice.
Now, one of the things, and I can't remember if we did this before or not, but I think this, it actually really helps, is to create a list of characteristics and factors that make somebody a great partner for you and you for them.
Just like a romance.
Yeah, it's kind of like, your ideal romantic partner. You want to have your ideal strategic partner. Because trust me, I've been through 100+ partners over the years. Oh. And some of the people who you think will be amazing are really tough to do this kind of work with. Mm-hmm. So by getting clear in your mind and energetically what you're looking for, you may beat your head against the wall going, why will this person not respond to me? And really, they're just not aligned with this highest vision of an aligned partnership. Mm-hmm. So, it's just kind of a little bit of that going on faith, knowing that it's the right idea, but you maybe have to get spared people that you think are the right person, but are not.
Yes.
And then I also think, again, use your communities. Share and just say, I'm this year I'm committing to be here and to really growing, my own business, and sharing that you're looking to connect with people who serve this kind of community and might be interested in bringing you in to do some kind of a strategic partnership. Because some of these communities you're involved in, it's rich with your ideal partners. Mm-hmm. But if you just tried to think of them in your head, you never would think of them.
Right. Very cool.
So we've covered a lot.
Yes, we have.
Which is great, because I know some of it will digest for you and you'll have some ideas percolate. You might even want to listen to this recording a couple times to let some of this distill in. But I wanted to tackle one more thing, and you asked in the prep materials, should you put your time and attention on a book right now? Mm-hmm. I like to look at things from a layered perspective. The first thing that you spend your time and energy doing is focusing on getting cash in the door now. And then when you've kind of done everything you can and things are in motion, it's like, okay, I've sent my 3 emails, I've got things in motion. Now I'm just going to have to wait and see how things come out. The next thing you do is align with potential partners and move that project forward. And when you've done as much as you can, or you just need a break from it, then you work on the next project. To me, a book is future-paced success. It doesn't bring you money. It doesn't bring you partners now, but it is definitely a positioner that I truly believe is valuable for you. Mm-hmm. So if you can maybe put it in that order until you get the cash flowing again, and the you know, you can take your foot off the brake a little bit, or you could take the foot off the gas pedal, that is the way I say it. And then you can say, now it's time to work on the future success by getting this book outlined and written. I think that that would be the way I would organize my efforts around it. Does that feel synergistic for you?
Yeah, it's brilliant and it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And by your delineating it the way you have, it doesn't feel like I'm just brushing it off because there's no time for it right now. It puts it in a place.
Right, right. So I know we have another call coming up. We should get that scheduled. And maybe this is where we can dig even deeper into your offering and or your signature talk, so that we really make sure that signature talk is so compelling that it's contagious and magnetic and it goes viral. And that's what I want to make sure you have there, that will really help with pulling in those other people.
Beautiful. Well, if I can, I know we have to wrap up. If I could just say that with all the work we've already done, which has been priceless, 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 I'm absolutely blown away by the material we've covered in just this short time. I have no idea. It's, you know, laser focused. It's fabulous. Fabulous. I can't wait for the next call.
Me too. And, you know, again, sometimes it's just like honing back in, right? Like, you know, the energy's new this year. Like where you were last year, there was a lot of pieces of the puzzle that were coming together. Now the energy you're coming into 2017 is all about, you know, your heart, your love, and taking care of Lori and making sure that Lori's expansive. So we get to do this from almost like a new set of standards and a new vision.
It's coming at a perfect time and perfect alignment, and you are just fabulous.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm excited. I know you're excited. Next steps, getting fastest path to cash, start to reach out to partners, and really it's just communicate what you're looking for. Sometimes it's that simple, just being willing to say, all right, in all these different communities, here's what's up, and I could really use some connections and support, and just being willing to ask for support is what many of us forget to do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I will keep us posted. I'm excited to hear how this all comes together, and I look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's fabulous. Woo-hoo!
All right. And as you guys are listening in today, thanks for being here. We've got another episode coming up next week, and you can track Lori's progress. I'm sure she'll be sharing even more about what's happening in the Amplify Your Success community, amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. We'll see you all soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.